constraining the SNEA host galaxy dust law distribution and mass step, hierarchical Bayesian analysis of optical and near-infrared light curves, by Stephen Thorpe et al. We use the Bayesian hierarchical probabilistic SED model to analyze the optical near, BVRY-YJH, light curves of 86 type EA supernovae, SNEA, from the Carnegie Supernova Project to investigate the SNEA host galaxy dust law distribution and correlations between SNEA Hubble residuals and host mass. Our Bayesian analysis simultaneously constrains the mass step and dust RV population distribution by leveraging optical near-color information. We demonstrate how a simplistic analysis where individual RV values are first estimated for each SN separately, and then the sample variance of these point estimates is computed, overestimates the RV population variance sigma R squared. This bias is exacerbated when neglecting residual intrinsic color variation beyond that due to light curve shape. Instead, Bayesian shrinkage estimates of sigma R are more accurate, with fully hierarchical analysis of the light curves being ideal. For the 75 SNE with low to moderate reddening, peak apparent BV is less than or equal to 0.3. We estimate an RV distribution with population mean nu R equals 2.59 plus or minus 0.14, and standard deviation sigma R equals 0.62 plus or minus 0.16. Splitting this subsample at the median host galaxy mass, 10 to the power of 10.57 M sun, yields consistent estimated RV distributions between low and high mass galaxies, with mu R equals 2.79 plus or minus 0.18, sigma R equals 0.42 plus or minus 0.24, and mu R equals 2.35 plus or minus 0.27, sigma R equals 0.74 plus or minus 0.36, respectively. When estimating distances from the full optical near light curves while marginalizing over various forms of the dust RV distribution, a mass step of is greater than or equal to 0.06 mag persists in the Hubble residuals at the median host mass. This was constraining the SNEA host galaxy dust law distribution and mass step, hierarchical Bayesian analysis of optical and near-infrared light curves, by Stephen Thorpe et al.